As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us on a Friday. We got a lot to do today. It's a Tri-Day Friday. We got tickets to give away to the Eagles draft party. Fransky later in the show at Daily Mock. We'll check in with you people.
You people.
Yes, we will. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, I just want to say this real quick, man. Y'all need to do a better job, folks, of what y'all get mad about. Mm. Like, it's just, I find it interesting and funny what gets people going. And the reason what I'm talking about when I say that is the Fantastic Four trailer dropped yesterday.
How was it?
I thought it was decent, but people were upset. Me and Max were talking about it. They were upset because for a number of different reasons. They didn't like the CGI when it came to some of the characters like the Thing and the Silver Surfer. And Joe, there were people on the internet, check this out, that were mad that the Silver Surfer's boobies weren't as big as they should have been. Like, seriously. Like, you got to look like some of the chats that I was looking at, man. They were mad because in the comic book, like, it looked like she had double D's.
And not in the
one. In the movie, gotcha. She got an A cup. Okay. And people were, like, upset. I'm just saying, man. I just find it fascinating what people get mad about and will get bent out of shape about. They're mad about a fictional character with little boobies.
Well, you know, some people, you know, everyone has things that they get upset about. I'm not going to spend much time getting upset about that, but to each their own. All right. Well, you may have let us into the show today with what people are going to get mad about, because we got something big to talk about. First, though, great win by the Phillies yesterday.
Yes.
Needed a split. Sanchez is so good, Hugh. There's been a lot that happened.
Do you feel better, though?
Because there's a lot that hasn't gone right with the Phillies so far this season. Sanchez has gone right. How about this? Not only did he have a career high in strikeouts yesterday, most by a Phillies left-handed starter since Cole Hamels. But, you know, they have lost the game before he's pitched every time this year, and then he's won each of his starts.
He's a stabilizer.
He's the stopper. Christopher Sanchez, big-time start yesterday. Offense was good in the first inning, and then they held on for a victory. So they get a split. All right, let's move on to the Marlins starting tonight. We'll get to some more Phillies, including more on Sanchez, who really has become one of the most important Phillies and really one of the best contracts in Philadelphia right now. 215-592-9494. But, Hugh, you mentioned people getting upset. Well, sometimes there's a story that's important for us to talk about. And, I have a feeling where people are going to come down. I know one person in particular who's going to have a strong emotion about this. But I'm curious what people think today about this story and this idea. So, our friend we worked with for a very long time, Howard Eskin, he put out a report yesterday.
Howard.
Yes, Howard tweeted something yesterday. And he was linking up a story about a trade idea. And he was basically saying, this particular trade idea that is in this article, that's not happening. But he threw this at the end of his tweet. However, this is a quote. However, I had heard A.J. Brown's name in some trade talks with the Eagles possibly moving into the top 10. So Howard's point was, you know, trade conversations happen all the time before the draft. And Howard had heard the Eagles and whatever team, some team inside the top 10, maybe some trade talks there for the Eagles to move off A.J. Brown for a high pick in the draft. All right, so let's use that as the backdrop of this. I saw it yesterday. I knew we would talk about it today because it's a huge potential story with the draft less than a week away. My first thought on this is I would trade A.J. Brown for a top five pick if Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter are on the board. If they're on the board when they get up on the draft, when the Eagles call a particular team, like if those guys slip past the first two or three picks, and let's say the Patriots are on the board of four, we know the A.J. Brown stuff there, Vrabel, and they need a receiver. If that's a possibility, I would trade A.J. Brown. And before everyone freaks out, and I know they just won the Super Bowl, so here comes the syndrome and all that. Let me just say a couple things. Okay, let me just say a couple things. A.J. Brown's a great football player.
Yes, he is.
This isn't, I don't think A.J.'s that good, let's trade him. Like, this is not a Trey Turner thing. I think A.J.'s a wonderful football player. But, Hugh, a couple things stand out to me. One, that you look, and I've said this for a couple months, that you look at the Eagles the way they're set up with all the money on the offensive side. Mm-hmm. And at some point here, and it doesn't have to be today.
It's going
to
catch up with them.
And they're going to have to even it out, right?
Yes.
When they start to have to pay Jalen Carter and Quinion and Cooper and Nolan, they're probably going to have to take someone off the offense and move the money to the defense. So this is a way to do it earlier. I think you get big value for A.J. right now. A year or two from now, he's a little older, a little more expensive. Maybe you wouldn't get as much. And I do think Carter and Hunter are great, great prospects that if you could get one of those to move off A.J., I would do it. And the last thing I'll say, and we'll say a lot today, is I think about how the Eagles won last year. They ran the football. Like, do I need two $25, $30 million a year wide receivers to run the football as much as they did? I don't think so. They were bottom of the NFL in terms of passing yards per game, towards the bottom, the 28th, 29th, whatever they were. They were towards the bottom of the NFL. They're a run-based team who won on their defense. If I could get a special prospect, still keep my first-round pick, I could draft another receiver the way you crazies want to, because now I need a receiver, or I could take Travis Hunter and play him both ways. If this is possible, I would do it, and then you have the specter of last year, Hurts, Brown, that dynamic. I don't know if those guys are in a great spot. I know they won the Super Bowl, but if this is possible, if Hunter or Carter are on the board, I'd pull the trigger. Hugh, curious to think, and this is where we do our daily long talk. And Hugh,
yeah, I was about to say, we need to get this segment sponsored,
yeah,
because
long talk.
This is the long talk section of the show.
So, all right, what do you do? Would you trade AJ for a top five pick?
I have to tell you my thought process when I heard this. Mm-hmm. And I know that initially a lot of people aren't going to agree with what you said, Joe, because they're not thinking about it in the way I think you should be thinking about it. I look at it like this, and Howard's right. Shout out to Howard Eskin. Teams call about everybody. They do. And as a former NFL player, I know for a fact that you're always looking to upgrade your team. You're always looking to do better and get better players and evolve. And a lot of times you have to evolve and change in spite of the talent that you have. And what I mean by that is money plays a huge factor in some of the decisions that you have to make. Okay, so I set all of that up to say this, that in a short form, yes, I would trade him, but this is why. I think there's a lot of factors that go into this. You look at his production from last year and the money that he's being paid, and you're looking at it and say, okay, we were able to still be an effective team without him, you know, not taking anything, diminishing anything from what he brought to the table or anything like that. That's not what I'm doing. Just listen to what I'm saying, people, because I know y'all probably in the cars. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, Douglas? He was on the field and we won games with him and all that stuff. Yes, we did. But I think there's another dynamic that plays into this, the locker room dynamic, you know, because I think back on some of the things that were said in the past. I think back of some of the things that were said by Jalen is talking about how, you know, Saquon Barkley was the glue and how he held this team together.
Yep.
I'm also thinking of, okay, what if this conversation has a little bit, if this conversation has legs, because maybe, just maybe, the relationship between Jalen and AJ has deteriorated to the point where they can't coexist in the locker room.
Yep.
And the fact that the Eagles right now, they're not showing it, but they're strapped for cash a little bit.
Well, I think this offseason shows us that.
Yeah, like they're strapped for cash a little bit. And coupled with that and the fact that there's been a paradigm shift in the NFL. Like that's the biggest thing for me, Joe. There's been a paradigm shift, and it feels like we're going to see more of that this year. I'm looking at the draft now. Ashton Jeanty, as a guy that's probably going to be a top 10 pick. Mm-hmm. It's probably safe to say that. And you look at some of these other running backs. What is it, Skeeterborough?
Yeah, from Arizona State. Yeah, Hampton kid from North Carolina.
He's not going to be probably not going to be a first-round pick. But the point that I'm trying to make is I think it's starting to shift to more of a running attack in the NFL. And you look at the Eagles and the fact that we have two high-paid receivers on this team, and one of them, it can't coexist with the quarterback.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. And you got to get cheaper. You got to start spreading that money around a little bit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
And you got to get cheaper.
Yeah, well, let's listen to Howie Roseman. He talked about that, the financial situation and why they need young players here in Philadelphia.
We have a lot of good players that have earned their paychecks. We have others coming up through that will be in position to earn paychecks. And so we want to get as many young, talented players on this roster as we can to add competition, which is one of a coach's core values. And also because of the financial situation that we're going to have going forward in our effort to try to win another championship for the city.
Well, Howie said it there. And Hugh, let me give you an example of when we've already seen this. I mean, we've seen a trade like this in the NFL. Hugh, remember when the Chiefs moved off of Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
To the Miami Dolphins?
Didn't miss a beat.
Like the idea was, yeah, Tyreek Hill was a huge part of why they won a championship with Patrick Mahomes. But they said, we're looking at the future here. How do we win the next few Super Bowls? Yeah. And they said, we got to even this
thing
out.
They went out and got
Karlaftis. They had their first round picks the year after they traded Tyreek Hill were Trent McDuffie and Karlaftis. That,
yes.
They built the backbone of their next championship team by trading away Tyreek Hill. And look, I like AJ. I'm not trading him because I don't think he's that good. This is not like I think he's overrated. No, I think he's properly rated as a top 5 to 10 receiver in the game. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at it as I think this day is coming. Someone on this offense that's here now is not going to be here 2 years from now. They're going to move money to reimagine this team. So if I could do it for a special value, which is a top 5 pick, which is maybe Carter or Hunter, I'd rather do that than 2 years from now we're like, oh man, we got money problems.
Yeah.
We got to trade AJ for a third just to get off the I don't want to be there. I'd rather do it now, jump ahead of this. And the point you bring up, Hugh, about the idea of the locker room stuff, I mean, they won the Super Bowl, which is maybe means all things were fine, but it also took Brandon Graham whistleblowing, you know, a situation in that locker room. I mean, that was an entire day here at WIP for an entire week because of what he said about those two. There might be more to it. 215-592-9494. Would you trade A.J. Brown for a top 5 pick in the draft next week? Hugh and I are aligned on this one. We would. I think I know someone here that would not. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning? Would you trade A.J. for a top 5 pick?
So just first of all, thank goodness that it's Friday because I'm going to need a beer after the show.
Yep.
Because I'm gonna have a massive headache.
A beer?
10 maybe.
You guys are
out
of
your minds.
Oh, come on now.
You want to trade our best offensive player for a guy who, I mean, let's say Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, whatever. We don't know who any of these guys are really going to be in the NFL. They are just prospects, right? Don't give me the crap about how they won last year. I don't care how they won last year. I want to win again next year. The page is turned, right? We're not going to be able to count on Saquon Barkley to do what he did again next season, especially if you get rid of A.J. Brown, by the way, who took away some attention from a guy like Saquon Barkley. I think the defense is going to take a little bit of a step back considering all the guys that they lost there. The Eagles next year, if they want to win and be competitive, they're going to have to throw the damn ball. I know they weren't good at it last year, but they're going to be even worse at it next year if you get rid of the wide receiver who they were 16-0 with when the starting quarterback played. There's so much evidence to suggest that this Eagles offense stinks without A.J. Brown. And I know they had Saquon last year, but they went to the Super Bowl as soon as they got A.J. Brown without Saquon Barkley. He's their best offensive weapon. We already lost so much on defense, and now you want to lose. Yeah, the defense is going to get worse next year, and now you want to make the offense worse next year. Abdul Carter might be a great player, but even Jalen Carter took a couple of years to come into his own and be the guy that he was. Like, if you get rid of your best offensive player and you get a guy in the top five who's going to be on your defense, Abdul Carter, they're just not going to be as good of a team next year. I mean, maybe I would see like 10 wins, 9 wins next year if you let all these guys on defense go and then your best offensive player. This whole idea is absolutely insane.
So I don't think it's insane. I know you're frustrated about it. I don't think it's insane. And so you said it's about winning the next one, right? It's not about what has happened. And you're kind of talking about the point of, well, they ran their way last year. They may have to throw their way this year. Well, guess what, guys? We don't know how AJ is going to look as he ages. The guy has had knee issues. I mean, remember the postseason last year? Did we forget how invisible he was for three of the four games? And it was, I don't think it was just because he was a decoy. He couldn't run much. One catch for 10 yards against the Packers. Two catches for 14 against the Rams. That wasn't he's being triple covered. Prime AJ was he had a knee issue. In the Super Bowl, he had the touchdown, and he had three catches for 43 yards. In three of the four playoff games, he didn't look right. Now, maybe he had a knee sprain, and he's fine now, and that was just a small thing. I don't know. This guy's had knee issues a couple times in his career. I'd rather do this now. I'm telling you, they're going to do this 3 years from now anyway, or 2 years from now anyway. Someone on this offense won't be here. And if you just wait, you're not going to get much for that guy.
Why would you jump? Okay, so you're saying it might happen in 3 years. Wouldn't you rather have 3 years of your best offensive player? And I mean, like, if you end up getting three great years out of A.J. Brown,
maybe,
then why do I care what they if they end up losing him for nothing?
Because like, you're in 3 years, something I don't great
know
back.
I don't know what the Eagles are going to look like in 3 years.
Well, hold on.
I do know that they have a much better chance of winning next year with A.J. Brown on the team than no A.J. Brown and a draft pick.
Sure, but they might get something special back. I mean, these players might be special. I mean, 2 days ago, the whole city told me Howie Roseman has figured out drafting. Well, give him a top five pick.
Well, I don't think he has.
Well, I know you don't. At least it's consistent. But everyone told me he's figured this out. Give him a top five draft pick. I mean, look, where have most of the Eagles' best players come from? Lane Johnson, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, look at Jalen Carter. They're blue chip players.
You're
blue
avoiding A.J. Brown, who they traded for.
I know. But they used a first round pick to get him. But most of the best players in this team are blue chip talent. That's what Carter is, Abdul. That's what Travis Hunter
is. That's what A.J. Brown is.
Well, he was, but he
is.
Yeah.
No, he's still one of the best receivers in the league. Like, you said we might get something special back. You know who's special? A.J. Brown.
Yeah,
he is special.
Last year, he didn't get the ball that much. I mean, let's be real. I mean, he didn't have a special year.
I understand
last year.
That, but they're going to have to change that next year.
Yeah,
he's going to have to get the ball next year.
I just think it'd be incredible value. I don't want to give away A.J. Brown. I'm not trading him away for a second round pick or third round pick. I'm not in the business of just giving away A.J. Brown. I don't think you are either. I think we both see him as a similar player. He's
no,
great.
He's a phenomenal player. It's just the economics of the situation that we're in, Joe. And I think that a lot of times people can't see that. And that's why we're here. You know, we're here to try to give you a little insight of how this thing might go.
Class is in session
today.
Yeah,
I'm trying to teach y'all, man.
Professor Douglas is here.
Y'all don't want to listen to what your brother,
aren't you defense is a luxury guy?
Yeah, I am. And
you want to get rid of our best offensive player?
Hold on. What if Travis Hunter's there? He can play both sides.
I don't even...
What if he plays both ways?
First of all, I could be like... Travis Hunter, there's zero chance. Abdul Carter, 0.1% chance.
Oh, you mean being there for the
I'm saying like in terms of if the Eagles had to deal A.J. Brown and it was for one of the two players, I would much rather be Abdul Carter than Travis Hunter.
I would take both in a heartbeat.
I think there's a lot at play here when we even have this conversation or we even consider it. And I think the number one thing that I don't think people are looking at is the growth of Jalen Hurts. Now, I don't know if everybody believes that Jalen has grown to be the quarterback that you don't need to have a whole lot of talent around you. That still remains to be seen. But think about it like this, people, and I think this is where we need to be. If this conversation is being had, think about all the parameters in this that the Eagles are dealing with. Joe Banner came out a couple months ago, about a month ago, right? Said that the Eagles might be in a little bit more cap trouble than you think.
Yep. And, right? and he understands that and situation better than we do.
Intimately more so than any of us. He understands that. The locker room dynamic has probably deteriorated to a point where they feel like, you know, maybe it is time to move on from A.J. Brown. I'm just hypothetically saying this. I don't know this to be true.
Well, before you go on.
That doesn't jive with me because they did just win the Super Bowl with whatever this locker room dynamic was.
Let's not forget one thing, though. He was upset to the point where Brandon Graham had to go on these airwaves and say these two need to talk in the best Eagles season mm-hmm. of all time.
And did it ruin the season?
No. But I think you're missing this. It's going to be choppier in other years, right? They're not going to win 14 straight weeks, right? Most years are a little choppier than last year. Mm-hmm. They didn't lose a game when they were at full strength mm-hmm. from September on.
That's right, with A.J. Brown.
But he was still annoyed.
The two games they lost, didn't play, A.J. was out.
But like when you get insurance, it's not for when things are good, it's for when things are bad. And I think I'm playing off of what Hugh's saying. If I look at it and say, this is supposed to be I'll use an analogy. We do analogies here. If you're upset on your honeymoon, what are you going to do when the rocky times hit? Right? Like, yeah. That was a special year, and we still had issues. He's still reading the book, which I know we've spun
Man,
into a...
I'm mm-hmm. upset on the honeymoon.
They're upset in their best moment. So to Hugh's point, they may say, wait a second. Mm-hmm. He was annoyed at our best season ever. What's going to happen when we hit real turbulence?
Well, okay. I got a solution to that.
What?
Throw AJ the damn ball next year because you're going to have to.
Well, guess what? They won without throwing him the ball.
I know, but they're not going to be able to do it again.
All right, go ahead, Hugh. You finish your point.
Well, it's one of those things where I think as fans, we have to step back and look at, okay, realistically, why this might be a conversation.
Yes.
And that's kind of where I'm at with it. If it puts us in position to get an Abdul Carter, isn't that kind of what we wanted? Because we lost so much mm-hmm. on the defensive side of the ball. And it puts us in a position to get generational talent to put with another generational talent we already have.
Let's not forget, on with this conversation, we've done some mock drafts, our daily mocks, where they take a receiver at 32. We're not giving away the 32nd pick. This is AJ Mm-mm. for a top 10 pick, right? So they could take Carter, right, at four, whatever. Yeah. And they could take a wide receiver at 32 to replace AJ Brown.
Because I'm looking at this, and I don't know how many wide receivers are mocked in the first round. But the last time we did our little evaluation, I didn't see a whole lot. So there's a good chance that you could get a good tight end, a good receiver
yeah. yep.
in a later round. So I think that a lot of times you just have to think outside the box just a little bit and wonder why this thing has legs. Because this isn't the first time Mm-mm. that we've heard any AJ name associated with any type of trade. This is not the first time we've heard that. And if there's a lot of interest for him, strike while the iron's hot.
Well, I think you bring up something really interesting there with the AJ, specifically AJ, because we all realize they have a cap issue, right? We've mm-hmm. all realized they're spending a lot on the offense. You know whose name never comes up in this? Devontae Smith. It's the same principle. It's you subtract a receiver to reimagine the team in a different way. That never gets brought up.
Eagles will be a much worse offense if they trade A.J. Brown next year.
That's right.
They should be ready for that.
But they'll be a different offense, but I think they'll still be
effective.
They'll
be worse.
But they could be a better team.
They're not going
but
to. For
could,
a rookie?
They could
on
be.
On defense?
They could be.
If we trade A.J. Brown for Abdul Carter or whatever, I guarantee you they're not going to be as good of a team next year.
Why can't Abdul Carter be Jared Verse? Jared Verse came here in the playoff game and pushed Jordan Mailata around for 3 hours.
That's awesome. That's not a regular occurrence, though.
I know that. But
it's very rare that draft picks come in and make an immediate impact.
Sure, but you also don't usually get a player of this ilk.
I mean, we have a player. A.J. Brown is a player of this ilk.
For now. I mean, the Chiefs traded away Tyreek Hill and haven't missed a beat.
Yeah.
They have Patrick Mahomes.
Sure,
man.
They do. Yeah. But
Jalen needs A.J. Brown.
Right, that's why the conversation is, how do you feel about Jalen? Because
I think he needs A.J. Brown.
So there it is.
Well, but also, hold on. But Patrick Mahomes has been appreciably worse without Tyreek Hill. He's won more. But look at his numbers.
You're talking about his throwing numbers, passing numbers.
Their offense has been way worse without Tyreek Hill. They win more.
But they're not winning. They're not winning without Patrick Mahomes.
I don't care who.
You can tell me that their defense is better. It is. But without Mahomes, they're not the Chiefs.
But their football team is better.
But they're not where they are without Mahomes. It's a different story.
Well, I can make the argument we're not where we are without Jalen.
I'd make an argument that we're not where we are more so because of AJ than Jalen.
Well, I would probably say more so.
Guess what? They can win with Jalen. They have to have a big defense behind them. Like they don't know win with Jalen and wide receivers. They win with Jalen and defense. I'm just warning you.
You take AJ Brown away from Jalen, it's going to be a rude awakening.
All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the idea of trading AJ Brown for a top five pick? I would do it, and I understand. And this isn't. I don't think AJ's good. I think he's very good. I think he's an excellent player. But I think the idea of reimagining the team, adding a star-level player, if Travis Hunter, who I love, and Abdul Carter, who I love, are on the board and the Eagles could trade into a pick to acquire one of those two, I would surrender A.J. Brown to do it. Hugh would do it for a top five pick.
Yeah, not so much Travis Hunter, though.
You're more Carter.
Yeah. Because, I think this is my personal opinion. Yeah. I think with his demands and what he wants to do, he'd be more of a problem. Mm. then he would be more of a liability than an asset.
Yeah, I mean, who you want is the one thing, but would you do it for the top five pick? Kyle Wooten, we would. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Plus, some names that could be available if they make this move. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show and a Tri-Day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.